38 degrees at 8:57. Time for a check of commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we've got the grain markets a little bit mixed this morning. Seems like every time we talk on Thursday morning, that seems to be the case. Anyway, the corn market is just fractionally changed from yesterday's close, with the March corn down a quarter at 365 and a half, with the December at 396 a quarter. That's a quarter lower. We don't have export bookings report this morning, but we did have two sales on the daily reporting service, and that was 130,000 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations, and also to unknown destinations, 110,000 metric tons of beans. That was half old crop and half new on the beans, all old crop on the corn. We're seeing some more private estimates lowering the Argentine corn crop. Rosario Grain Exchange lowered the Argentine corn crop to 35 million metric tons, and that was a 5 million metric ton decline. So we are seeing some support on dips on the corn. Certainly after the key reversal down that we saw on Tuesday, we haven't seen a lot of follow-through selling. On the bean side of things, we're about a penny to 2.5 cents, 3 cents lower, with the March beans at 10.33. That's a penny and a quarter lower. November, 10.25 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. The meal market, which led the upside in the beans over the last several weeks' time, has kind of slowed down, and we've got March meal down $1.10. March bean oil, $31.96, down 11. The wheat market's finding a little bit of support today in spite of good rains in the soft red winter wheat areas, not so much in the hard red winter wheat areas. But the March wheat is at 449 even, up a penny and three quarters, with July at 476 and a half. That's a penny and three quarters higher. Interestingly, the Rosario Grain Exchange lowered the bean crop there too by, really about 6.5 million metric tons, down to 46.5 million metric tons. It'll be interesting to see when we get to the first of the month what USDA does with their numbers for South America. We're continuing to see a slide in the live cattle and the feeder cattle markets this morning, with the April live cattle at 125.95. That's down 27 cents. March feeders unchanged at 146.65. The hog market's trying to hold together, barely doing that. April's unchanged at 69.90. We got up to $71, a lot of resistance there in those nearby April hogs, and we're starting to work a little bit lower. The outside markets, Brian, just pretty darn quiet. The gold market's down again. Silver's down just slightly. The crude oil market's holding pretty well, 26 cents higher in the Aprils at 61.94. The dollar index has been to both sides this morning. The March index is down about 22 cents right now, and that ought to offer a little bit of support in the U.S. export market. It'll be interesting to see how the cattle on feed report gets played out on Friday afternoon. Guesses are pretty well all over the place, but I think the interesting one is that marketings are in a very tight range. So the overall feeling is that marketings have been staying high and feedlots are very current. Look for total numbers to come in about 7% higher than a year ago. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
And you hear Ellen on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.1.